Episode 1686, Back to School Success Starts With You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching happy, happy day, deep breath. It is Friday. Yay! And I have a little bit more of a voice. Yes, it is Christiane. You are in the right place. We're all talking here about back to school success, and it starts with you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, my children would tell me that, Mom, you just need to sit down and shut your mouth. You need to be quiet. And you know, that's very difficult for me to do. And I just want to say thank you for being patient with me. God is healing this body. It's moving a little slower than what I really wanted it to, but I am here for you because you know what? We've got some incredible things happening right now in our lives. If you're a parent, you understand it. If you're a mentor to a child, you get it. If you're a grandma, you're all in. Back to school is crazy. Another year begins and anxiety builds, not for the students, but more for the parents. Hang tight. Back to school success starts with you. School doesn't have to be the dreaded response of moans and groans for the students and the parents. It can actually be fun and educational all at the same time. However, I do understand how sending your child off is a little scary and discouraging at times. Why can't summer last longer? Well, no matter how much time we would have for summer, there would always be the dreaded return to routine and rules. Structure no one wants. Because as you know, structure for the kids means structure for you. We don't like anybody telling us what to do. We're past that. Oh, no, we're not. Parents no longer have control of how their child is viewed, and students have to learn how to stand on their own. It's the progression into young adulthood. Whether you want to call it a rite of passage or chaos, you pick it. Most of us parents want our child to experience school from a positive perspective. So what can you do to initiate back to school success? Well, here is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to do the hippo. Oh yeah, do the hippo. It's a dance. Okay, it's not a dance, but maybe if I would dance and this was on video, it would be a lot more entertaining. You wouldn't have to listen to me. You could just watch me. But bear with me here. We're going to do the hippo. There's nothing like an animal to bring a smile to your face. I said it right. You can imagine this hippo walking. You've been to the zoo. You've seen them. Maybe you've actually been on a safari and you've seen them in person. So why not a hippo? Still feeling a little under the weather. Yeah, that's me. I have no voice. It was a little bit better, but after talking to almost 16 teachers yesterday, I made my way to school for the open house. Yes, it was meet the teacher night. The parents were able to visit all the classes in period order. We had dismissal bells and tardy bells. Well, for me, I was late to every class. Go figure. Well, it's also a very big school. It's about the size of a community college. It is so big. And it's awesome. It truly is a blessing. This is only its second year. It's that brand new. But I went to class, tardy or not. I had the schedule out. My husband was still working, so he couldn't come with me. So I had my freshman schedule for G-Man and my senior schedule for Noah. It was hitting the books full speed ahead. As I was sitting in G-Man's world history and geography class, I saw the hippo. Yes, there was a hippo on the wall. And I'm very observant to see what the teachers put in their classroom. Some are really decorated. And in high school, you kind of wonder, right? If you're in elementary and you go into a kindergarten teacher room, oh, you can tell it's kindergarten. It's so colorful and bright. First grade, same thing. Second grade, still bright. Third grade, well, it just sometimes it, you know, isn't as bright. But there's still some neat big pictures going on and stuff all over the walls. Fourth and fifth grade, it starts to kind of less and less come on the walls. Then you hit middle school. Middle school, it's all about business. It's like, seriously, what happened to the kindergarten rooms? Then you get to high school and you're like, I'm just looking for something on the wall. I want something positive for my child to see. They're not going to understand calculus. I want them to look at something on the wall that they do understand. Yeah, so I'm sitting in the kids' desks and I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh. And I look up and I see the hippo and I just kind of giggled to myself. I'm like, oh, well, there was some meaning about the hippo, H-I-P-P-O. It's a way to look at history and break it down. So why not look at back to school success through the eyes of the hippo? We're going to do it right now, but we're going to take a little different look at it and not a historical portion of how we would study history. But we are going to look at it as historical because why? Education has been around for years. We learn every single day. It's a part of our day-to-day living. It's a part of our history. And it's definitely going to be a part of your life so long as you have a child and so long as you are breathing. So let's break down hippo. Number one, H, historical context. Now, you know education has been around for a long, long time. We're always learning, right? It doesn't matter where your belief is in regards to religion, when time actually started. With education, we are always learning. So ask yourself this question, how will this year benefit your child today and into his or her future? You want to get a context as to what is this? If you've got a specific situation with your child, and you know this is up and coming, it's going to be a conversation you're going to have with your child's teacher, then look at it from a historical context. How is this going to benefit my child? How can I present this to the teacher so the teacher will understand where my child is coming from? I think, unfortunately, we don't always play on the same team when it comes to teacher and parents. But if you ask the educators, they're going to say, we're on the same team. But parents are like, yeah, but you're the one dictating everything and I have no control over it and I can't protect them anymore. They're no longer under my roof. They have to abide by everybody else's rules, but I want what's best for them. But do you? So if you take a look at it from the historical context, it might help put things into perspective. Number two, intended audience. Concerns and celebrations are going to come and go all year long. Who do you need to direct your concerns and celebrations towards? Now, if you've got some information that you're talking to your teacher about regarding your child, then you have to look at it. Okay, I need to word my sentences and my explanations to the intended audience. You're not going to talk to the teacher the way you would talk to a child. There is a difference. And man, parents, we get it wrong. If we're talking to our teacher like we talk to our child, do you think that's going to go over real well? No. And most of the time, it just is a cause for confusion. So take a step back. Think about who your intended audience is. Maybe you're having a discussion with your child. Then speak to your child the way he or she will understand you. Don't make them less than you. Make them and allow them to rise up, but understand that their vocabulary may be limited if they're a second grader versus those who are an 11th or 12th grader. So who is your intended audience? Number three, P. Okay, we got HIPAA going here, right? We got historical context, intended audience, and we got P, the first P, point of view. I get it. You've heard of lawnmower parents, drone parents, helicopter parents. I don't know, all these different parents that they've labeled us as. I'm tired of labels. So just own yourself. Number one is I'm the parent of this child. Name your child. And so when you begin to look at the situations, back to school, things you're going to have to face, look at the point of view. How will this build your child up? How will this stretch your child? Yes, you can look at the negative stuff. It's real easy to. And there's going to be a lot of it. But put on the positive filters. You can find what you need if you are looking for it. But unfortunately, we go to what is easy. And negative is easy. Your child may come home first day after school, and they may just have this long sob story. Now, hear me out here. I'm not saying that what your child is saying is not important and doesn't hold some validity. Oh, it does. But you also have to understand that there is another point of view, whether it's coming from the teacher, another child, the principal, even yourself. So know the point of view and how you're looking at it. Are you looking at it only through the eyes of your child, that the child experienced something very negative and that's all you see because that's all you've heard? Maybe approaching it from a different point of view will allow everything to open up easier, and you can actually find a resolution faster that will benefit not only your child, but you and all of those involved. Now, this is kind of talking hierarchy here when we're talking about context of everything. But when I was sitting there in world history and I was just glancing, I really should have been listening to the teacher, but I had dozed off a little bit because I wanted to go to the hippo. I thought, this stuff is so true. If we can really just break down how we are approaching things and do the hippo, our back to school success is going to be a lot stronger. And we won't have to be filled with so much anxiety. We can actually take a breather and feel refreshed. So point of view, remember, you find what you are looking for. So what filters are you using? Are you looking to find the bad this year? Because if you are, you're going to find it. But if you're looking to find the good, the sprinkles of goodness throughout what your child is going to experience, then you will find that. So you've got historical context, intended audience, P, point of view, and your other P is purpose. What is the purpose for your child? Why is this class or activity good for your child? What will he or she gain? If you've got children who are a little bit older and they're picking some of their classes, they have choices to make. They may be struggling in some versus others. And it may be one of those dreadful discussions that your son comes home and slams the book or almost the computer, because a lot of schools are going to tablets or computers. And all of a sudden, you get this whitewashed child looking at you going, I can't do this, Mom. There is no way I'm going to be able to do this. I am finished. Deep breath, do the hippo. You got this. Bring it into context, historical context. Know who you're talking to, the point of view of which the information is being shared. So when you share either rebuttal or response, either way, then you are responding the appropriate way. And then P, the purpose. Look to what the purpose is. If it's a class issue, then what is wrong with that class? And is it really what's wrong? Maybe it's more as to, I just don't understand. I feel lost already. Well, then maybe the discussion needs to come in and say, how can we solve this problem together so you don't feel lost? Purpose. What is the purpose? And finally, number five, the big O. You got hippo. Outside information or influence. I love this one. Look beyond what is right in front of you. Don't rely on just the information that's given to you by one person. That goes for the teacher. That goes for the child. That goes for you. It goes for the principal. You all are working as a team. And so when you look at outside information or influence, do research as to how you can help your child soar through the year. Understand, maybe they're struggling in a certain class. Let's pick calculus, because you probably don't have a child there yet in calculus. But me, I do. And I've actually been one who's taken calculus. Now, can I say I remember anything about calculus? No. I might be able to make something up if my life depended on it, but I still don't think so. Regardless, really, who uses calculus? I mean, why do we take calculus? There is a reason for calculus. Do I really want to understand that reason? Probably not. I'm done with it. It was years and years and years ago. I can't believe I even passed the class. I took it in college. Call me crazy. I was crazy. But now my child is taking calculus. So I can't sit there and say, oh, you're crazy for taking that class in high school. What were you thinking? I can't help you with that. Oh, no. You got to step back. You got to look for outside information and influence. Maybe his or her area of interest is going to involve heavy calculations. If they're going into engineering, calculus is going to be a part of their life. Maybe not exactly what they do in class, but there will be calculations that they will be using. They'll have to figure things out. Maybe it's physics. Physics is heavily based in what? Mathematics. So it's important. You may not think it's important, but it is important in the outreach of your child. So look beyond what is right in front of you. Sometimes we don't always understand. So ask the questions. It really does help to do our research further. Don't just take your child's opinion of it, or even what your teacher gives, or your principal. Do some research so that you can actually come together for the benefit of all. Remember, you are your child's best advocate, and so is your child's teacher. You are on the same team, so play on the same team. Run the race this year together. You're not up against routine and rules. Structure can be good for all. History has proven that, right? Come on, bring on the hippo. Do the hippo. Enjoy this new stage of life. Learn with your child. You may not get everything, but why not learn something new this year right along with your child? And when you don't know something, ask questions. You got this. You don't have to be afraid. Because guess what? Your child's already afraid. Walk in the classroom with a smile on your face. When your child looks at you and they see you smiling, how do you think that's going to set their day? How do you think that's going to set their year? This is your year. Do the hippo. Come on. Back to school success starts with you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hopefully I'll have a voice soon. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.